Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Are we podcasting?
I think we're podcasting.
We're podcasting with
Wait,
our new...
is that on?
Listen,
fuck?
We're not here
We
to
look
lie.
Better, and it doesn't mean we're going to sound better.
We got a fridge in here, you guys. We got a mini fridge because this is where we podcast. You can listen to this podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
You can watch it on the tube.
Watch it, and it
looks on the
great
YouTube.
Right now. Well
looks
done,
great.
Casey. Can't
Big
be
thanks
overstated.
To Casey. Look, when you are your own operation and there are advances in cameras and technology, and all of that is intimidating, you wait a while before you fix it. We were basically having someone just draw pictures of us as we talked.
Yeah, we're doing our best, you guys.
We're doing our best. So,
but now it looks great, so go to YouTube. You can watch the full episode.
You can watch the full episode. You can hit us on all the socials, which, by the way, we're 15,000 away from our goal.
Would you please go like us on Instagram? Like us everywhere. Why not?
Instagram, just like us, because I'll tell you right now, recently it feels like nobody likes me. It's just own personal dwell storm. Anyway.
I think it's on the moon or something.
This
is
happy hour for us.
It's happy hour.
We are podcasting. It's only
happy.
8 a.m. Just kidding.
Just
it is
kidding.
In the
no,
eve.
It is the happy hour.
It is the happy
it's
hour.
It's a perfect
I'm drinking
time.
This cool little Cosmo that Jen got from Costco. And I
they're
think
like
they're
pre-made,
neat.
Pre-made, pre-mixers. Mm. And even
I got to be careful with those because I'm like, they just go down so
fruit
smooth.
Punch. Tastes like fruit punch. Mm. Delicious punch. I could drink
this
all night.
Which is interesting that it's a Cosmopolitan and it's not pink, but.
I know. That's why I think they're like legit. There's probably, how Costco's like, we're not adding shit to shit. We're going to.
You can just add a little. I've had like four drinks and I'm like, who's playing darts?
Me.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. We got a dart. We got a really nice electric dart board.
I think the last thing we should do is do a dart board during our podcast. We can barely stay on the rails.
Good point.
Just saying, oh,
can
God
I go
darn
off
it, my
the,
phone.
Can I go off the rails at once?
Yes, please.
Like already? I was telling Casey about this. Well, and when I texted Kristen that this happened, I texted, hold on, there is a skunk in my house. But it auto-corrected because yesterday afternoon, a skink came in my house, which is a snake with legs, you guys. They're a lizard that looks weird. And you're like, why does that look weird? So I took a picture.
It's like some of my cousins?
Years ago. Yeah.
You're like, where'd you come from
that,
in the family?
Like, that guy, he's not a snake. He's worse. He's a skink. Yeah.
So is that a thing?
It is. So I took a picture on iNaturalist. Skink is like the general term for them.
It's like the not nice term.
Probably.
The skinks are like, that's not appropriate.
Can't we just call them sluts? That's what they are, right? Why do we get
dirty fuckers? Is already been taken?
I know, but so people call them like crocodile lizards, but they're very long. They have very long snake tails, and then just a couple of like prehensile, just like
I thought you said skunk, and I was like, you got a bigger issue.
I would rather have a skunk.
No,
than a
you
skink
would
in my
not.
House. I'm pretty
we
sure.
have a friend who had a skunk get in her house. Her their chocolate lab brought the skunk into the house, and the skunk was like, fuck you all. This Labrador just made my life hell. And it sprayed in the interior of their house and they had to move out. It was so strong and so embedded in the furniture and the walls. And I mean, it's like that skunk like was like a sprinkler system.
Oh,
just
yeah, it's
through.
Oil. It's pure.
It's disgusting.
Yeah. Well, this is what rednecks you're listening to here is I had like a second cousin that had one that was de-skunked. You know,
that's
you can take
disgusting.
The glands out. But they're
so what do you call them, a ska? A skink?
A skink.
The skunk's like, I don't know if I'm a skink or a ska. I don't have anybody.
A skunk?
She took out my unk.
Skink's taken. So
oh,
yeah.
Oh, fuck.
I know. But so it got in the house. I started screaming. Delilah brings over a broom. Dash, who loves reptiles.
Yeah.
I was like, get it out of the house. He gets it out of the house and then it like sort of gets stuck by the rug in the door. And I go, get it away. So he goes and he kicks the rug. It's like one of those heavy rugs and it lands on half the skink. And
cracks it back.
I go, this is, I'm almost such a wicked parent. I go, just step on it.
Gross, so, Jen.
And guess what? The
no.
thing splits in half and both sides are hightailing it like in different directions. And I am screaming. I don't know. Like, I don't know what will get my husband to come into the house if he hears. It's not me screaming bloody murder. Because
he's out just watching like the Astros game being like,
that guy walked up
fine.
So calmly. I was like. I guarantee you he put his slides on. He didn't have them on. He just very casually, I was like, did you put on a bathrobe too before coming over here while I'm screaming? Like, he was so casual about the whole thing. And Dash was like, ah, like you could just see this tail with a life of its own. You guys, the tail was trying to escape. Have you ever, it was
yes.
an abomination, you guys. It was of the devil.
Well,
it
it's not anymore.
Freaking.
That skink is skinked. The skink.
The back half of it, dead. We killed that. The front half of it, Dash wouldn't let me kill it.
That thing's in a support group right now going, I used to have this really awesome tail.
She attacked
this crazy
me and she
lady
was screaming.
With a 40-foot witch in her house. That's not the one that got me. It was the blonde one that got me.
And Dash was so upset. He yelled at me like he's always been an old man. But he yelled at me in a way that I was like, this isn't sassing. This is him being serious. He goes, you don't tell your child to kill a living thing. What if I killed a puppy? And I go, you look at me and tell me that's the exact same thing. A puppy
that is not
and,
the same thing.
And a snake are the exact same thing. Tell me. He goes, okay, they're not the same thing. He goes, but I'm going to need to walk away from you right now. And I was like, okay.
Walk it off, man. And
well
when you come back, bring the broom.
But when he did come back, I said, you are not from Nebraska, but I am. And when I tell you to kill something,
you kill
need to
it.
Man up.
And you need to not... You need to not question it because sometimes it might be somebody that's coming after you for money. And it's,
exactly.
you know what?
Exactly.
We're not saying kill. We're just saying hit it a couple times, you know?
I know. So I felt bad.
So we can get a few miles in on the car before he comes after
us. It's hard to justify you guys, but
I will tell you, I'm not scared of many creatures. If they're too big, I'm scared of them. I'm really scared of like crocodiles and alligators just because I know too much. Like there has been too many stories that have like literally traumatized me, but I'm not around them. So spiders, I'm not too bad with. In fact, we have a friend who is like completely terrified of spiders and one crawled across the table and I just picked it up by its leg and put it in the tree. And she goes, oh, we're just picking up spiders now. Is that what we're okay. And like jumped up from from Jillian.
Oh.
And then I just don't freak out with stuff like that. But beetles, like that are hard. Oh God, they freak me out. They look like dragonflies. They're around here, but they're not like the beetles we had back in Nebraska. Which ones were those? The red ones that would get in your hair when you were like
cicada.
Cicada.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
They do.
But
they look like prehistoric and
rats and mice can go to hell.
I just saw a
video.
Everything startles me at first, but then I'm okay when I identify like what it is.
Nothing.
Snakes,
like I'll die.
God, I'll
die. Mice, I'm not doing great. Rat, I'm lost. I'm a disaster. I'm screaming. I'm bawling. There is a video on two quick things. Number one, rat story. One, there's a video on TikTok where they are on a subway car and there is a rat in there with them and the rat just keeps going to different people and like running up their leg and then running back down. Two videos. That and me shitting myself. They'd be like, hey, did you hear about the guy on the plane? No, but I heard about the girl on
the plate glass window.
Yeah, she just killed herself on the subway because of this rat. The other one is my friend Orit was telling me she has three boys, so they leave lots of food and shit on the bottom of her car.
Oh.
And she said she was driving and she heard this like she couldn't figure out what it was. It's a fucking rat.
They get in your sunroof. You can't leave food. You can't leave a window open.
Somehow
in Los
got
Angeles.
Underneath the engine, crawled up inside. Somehow. She thinks like one of the boys left a door open, something. And that fucker was in there. And I bet fat and happy. Because as we know, I'm still finding gummies from like...
Oh, God.
2011.
You could live a long life on goldfish in my car.
Oh, my God. Just simply still, like scraping it out, you know? Like,
there's chicken nuggets in there.
Yeah.
There's
hell like, yeah. And they all taste good because it's all from like McDonald's. They like don't age. So that rat is like ratatouille. Like...
Very LA story. It. My husband and I, when we were dating, he had a Toyota FJ, one of those like weird black...
I called the Lego car.
A total Lego car.
Yeah, I was with you guys when you were dating.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Not in that way, but.
Yeah, not with us, but socially.
Just getting free meals.
Yeah. So he was driving on the 405 and the car just stopped working.
Oh, no.
And so, you know, calls AAA, they tow it and they were like, oh, yeah, rat chewed your ignition line. They always do. Like, they just get in there because it's warm when it starts to get cold in LA. So if your car just like won't turn over, a rat probably chewed your ignition line.
That's my issue with rats. It's like no matter how nice you are to them, they're going to eat your face if they have an option.
Well, they don't chew your brake line, Kristen. They just chew
your face. Mm-hmm. I really think that.
They will.
So during COVID, this is my last rat story. God, and this is why I have so many fears. Okay, so during COVID... when all the restaurants that are close to where we live closed down, they're all of a sudden these...
when it became post-apocalyptic LA.
Yeah, and all of these signs kept going up all over the neighborhood saying, rat infestation, call Gary. And I'm like, those are a lot of signs like that. And then my husband, who has yet to tell me everything, and I go, don't, or we will have to move. So I went down, I smelled something really bad. And I... was like, it was driving me insane because I have a very strong sense of smell. And so I'm like, this smells terrible. And so I could not figure it out. And we have this little tiny 10 by 10, what we call the body cellar.
Well, during COVID, it would have been me because I was not a strong...
Well, I was not a strong shower.
Yeah, no.
I just thought maybe it was one of my kids' breath. I'm like, we're on Zoom.
Yeah.
So I go down in the cellar and I'm looking around. I'm like, what is that smell? And when I tell you, I look to my right, eyeball to eyeball... there was a dead rat, and in my mind, that rat is the size of a husky.
Sure.
In my mind, as I remember
it
right now.
I hope it wasn't, but yeah.
You know that scream you do when you're trying to go upstairs, but you can't go upstairs in like
a nightmare
horror film? And like all my arms like wouldn't
like
work?
This.
Yeah, and also, I don't scream cool. I don't scream like a girl in like a cool way. I scream in a weird, like...
oh, God, that's ugly. Yeah,
so Colin knew something was up.
She's no Faye Ray, or what is that? What is it
from the Scream Queen. I'm no Jamie Lee Curtis, okay? So I make it all the way up to the stairs. Like, we have rats. And he's like, I know. We got a guy coming. So Eleanor is a big animal lover and loves all God's creatures. And this guy, super nice guy, Gary, the rat guy, evidently making a mint during COVID.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say... Gary the Rat Guy is what I picture probably, right?
He's actually the most normal looking dude.
Really?
Super nice. Kind of a grandpa, which is why this is important to the story. So Gary comes in with a bucket. And I don't know what that bucket's for and I don't want to know because that's why we paid Gary. So Gary comes in and he's going to handle some business.
Well, here's what I'm worried about him at any point during his stay going. Got to go get another bucket.
Yep.
No!
Yep.
No.
Yep.
No, Kristen, yes. That's a nightmare.
Yes.
So he...
Nope. So he set up some traps.
Okay.
And he went and got a bucket. And then here's what I'm confused by. Anyway, Eleanor comes around the corner and there is a rat in one of the traps. And the guy says, he's okay, he's just sleeping. And then Eleanor goes inside and she goes, that guy said that rat was sleeping, but I don't know how he was sleeping when he filled that bucket full of water and put the rat inside the bucket.
This is the most old school exterminator I've ever heard of.
I'm going to tell you right now, I hope those rats wrote letters to each other.
Oh my God, he enjoyed his job.
You know what?
He drowned a rat in a bucket.
Next to our pool.
I mean, you...
And... Andy did three buckets.
Look, I'm no mountain man, but like, isn't there a faster way to do it? Or you like to see him struggle,
rat
guy?
I think the rats are dead. I think it's a second line of defense. I don't know. You can't trust a freaking rat. They'll act dead and then kill your face. I didn't even know we had an orange tree. You know this. For 4 years, I had no idea it was an orange tree.
They love
until we got rid of the rats. And then oranges. Here's a new thing.
Oh, no.
I didn't know this.
They'd been eating them all?
The whole time. Not just during COVID. The whole time. And then I would wake up and I'm like, look at that. The wind knocked down some lemons from our tree. And my husband's like real quiet. And I'm like, what? He's like, that's not the wind. I'm like, no, it was. It was the wind.
You
right?
say it's the wind if you know
so,
what's good for you, motherfucker.
So, me and rats, that's why. There's a lot going on.
Would it help you if you imagined them wearing like a little, like a top hat?
Fuck no. I'll make a pet out of anything.
Okay.
Except if I... Yeah. Now, a mouse...
I get it.
A mouse... Perhaps because I did see the Green Mile.
Five years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
But I can't accept a rat. I can't.
I think it's hard to tell the difference between the two of them, to be totally honest with you.
A mouse is so much cuter. Well, what? Can't tell the difference between a skink and a skank? Oh, no.
No, I can't.
A skink and a skunk. A skink and a skunk and a skank.
I can tell all three apart.
I know.
But I mean, you get
lipstick.
A small rat, unless you really are looking down their face.
California rats, they're all very lean and going
to
yoga.
They're all eating kale.
Fucking New York rats. You can go just...
Sure. Huge.
Go away from me.
You're like, is that a possum?
It's a raccoon. It's a human.
Have I told you this story about... Okay, so I can't believe... Oh, God. I'm going to give you a nightmare, but this is
the
crazy...
Oh, no!
Okay, so my... Mom was pregnant with my brother in Japan, in Okinawa, on a military base. And when they were there, it was not highly Americanized, this Air Force base. It had old school sewage, which was just a stream outside in front of your house. And you would walk across a little cement bridge thing. And so they loved it there. And my mom would say, like, you would have like newts on the ceiling. You would have so many bugs. It's tropical. It's tropical, number one. So you always have your windows open and stuff like that. And my mom was like, the worst part of it for her was that she was 9 months pregnant trying to crap in a hole because that's what kind of toilets they have. Yeah. They don't have toilets. They
Did
have
she
the hole
say,
in the ground.
Hey, Jen, the hardest part about being pregnant was when I had to crap in a hole.
No, she straight up said, you try to shit in a hole when you're nine. months pregnant. And
that
you know what? It translates.
I get it.
Yeah. Even just you have to pee, it's like,
oh man.
On. I would have needed like a team of strong men.
Well, and I don't want to say what happens after pregnancy when you have that first one going, I don't think I could have held that squat long enough.
Oh my gosh.
I'd be in the hole.
Absolutely.
Jesus.
Like, I'm just gonna. Yeah. So, anyways, my brother's born and she's outside with him, like he's like three, and she is like, oh, there's a cat walking down the fence. I want to show
Jeff
the cat. And so she leaves him like in the bouncer because she hears the phone ring inside. She goes to answer the phone and it's the neighbor freaking out saying, why did you just leave your son outside? There's a huge rat in your backyard. They'll eat you need to put the baby on top of your fridge because they'll chew on their toes and stuff like
that. I'm gonna throw up.
I know. So she did. She put him in the carrier on top of the fridge because they can't like scale it because it's like worst case scenario. So my dad came home. She called my dad and she was like, you got to come home and get rid of this rat. So he came home from working at the Air Force base and it's on the front of the house. This rat's on the front of the house and he beats it to death with a 2x4. That's how big this rat was. Can you
believe that rat was like doing like kung fu kicks back at your dad?
Yeah.
He like, was like, what do you think you're doing with that 2x4? Yeah. I didn't feel that
at
all.
A military base. I'm going to try.
Can I borrow the Jeep? Like, honestly. Okay. Okay.
This happened to me also. And
is this a rodent story?
Yeah.
I've got another one too. Sorry. This is why I'm all messed
Maybe
up.
Maybe you go. Cause I have two possum stories.
They look like huge rats.
Okay.
I'll start my, I know one of yours. I'm going to start mine because it's a light version of possum. But if you have not seen a possum, first of all, I just don't think you're listening to us and you haven't seen a possum.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
They're in your neighborhood.
You probably got one as a pet.
I know. You've played with one on a field trip at some point.
Possum are not as terrifying as they are just weird looking.
Are you kidding me?
They're not. They look like giant rats
from hell, Kristen.
Well, you're right. It's like they've like grayed. And then their eyes reflect light and they look like your uncle that drinks too much. You're like, oh, focus. Where are you going, Richard? Look one way.
And they do that tricky thing of coming back from the dead.
They play possum. Okay. So I was bartending at the Viceroy and I was an outdoor bartender on this night. And so I'm like standing outside and like, I remember there was a table of like very fancy people, very rich. Like everybody was like all decked out and very cool. And in the whole back area of the Viceroy Hotel is outdoors. And there's an entire concrete wall that goes around the whole place, right?
Yeah, it's so nice. I haven't been there in so long.
It's beautiful. How would you describe it? Like a garden, like
it is
outdoor.
It is the most middle aughts of the
It's very cool.
It was all black and white and like turquoise and white and gold, but it was all of that before.
Yeah. Kelly Wurstler came in and did like this whole design move to it. So it was like, it's very chic. You feel very fancy going there.
I made out with a guy in the lobby I thought was Vince Vaughn. He was not Vince Vaughn.
No, because I would ask that guy for my money.
I met Vince Vaughn at that Christmas party.
He's very tall.
This guy, very short.
Vince Vaughn is very tall and
dead
very owes me.
For Vince Vaughn.
Anyway, we'll talk about that rat a different time.
Later.
So I'm not at the party. I'm working the party because I can't afford Viceroy. I can just work there.
No,
so
you
I'm
make
sitting
out with
there,
people for drinks.
And I remember specifically thinking this. I'm wearing this like white blouse or white top with like this thing that was called a tulip, which looked like underpants around your neck. It was this weird like thing that Kelly Wurstler made us wear that was so stupid. So I was like wearing this thing and I made great money and it was a great job and I love the people. So I was always grateful, but I was like, oh my God, I look like such an asshole in this stupid thing. So I'm wearing this tulip and I'm sitting there and I'm watching these like very beautiful women and these very beautiful men and everybody's having this big party and they're all laughing and drinking champagne and my life is so good. And I'm like, oh, I wish I could be at that party, you know? And then all of a sudden I watch from behind and I see this possum.
God, you used your powers for evil, Kristen. You willed it to happen.
This possum from the side of my bar area slow walks all the way and is above their table, walks through all the greenery, is walking all the way through, walks all the way to the other side of the fence. Nobody notices them. That fucker turned around, walks all the way back. And it gets to me and I'm like, you come near me and I will scream bloody murder and this whole night's ruined. The moral of the story is the possum didn't do anything to the people, but
you were hoping.
I was hoping. That's why your story needs to be next. Let me redo that ending. Okay, the possum jumps on the table.
Into the wedding cake.
The women lose their shirts.
Flipped over.
We see that they all have cellulite.
Yep. They drop piles of money everywhere.
The men's credit scores are in the 400s.
They're so distraught that they
credit cards are declining
piles
left and
of
right.
Gold and treasure chests.
Somebody's like,
for
Kristen,
all the wait staff.
Please keep my ruby necklace that's been tainted by this possum.
It touched possum.
So I'm like, I've touched possum. I've probably eaten possum, so I should probably keep all the jewels.
I mean, right?
Here
I
we
know.
Go.
That's well.
That's
so
a better ending.
That's the thing about them is they're very bold and I've seen more possum in my life than I've seen rats in my life. So I think that
And you're like real quick to tell me not to overreact to rats, but
a possum is different
I've
told the one about my last, I think I've told that on the podcast, right? The story where there was like a 30 or 40 pound possum that gave birth in the backyard of.
She was not there at the birth. She was not the possum's doula.
No, I didn't. But I.
She's like, don't push too hard. You'll rip from end to end.
Yep. Oh, somebody's going to have hemorrhoids. Slow down. Ooh, let's wait for the doc to get in here. No, none of that. This is how I found out my dog Jupiter, who I might have mentioned.
Junkyard dog.
He is a junkyard dog. I've had multiple vets tell me this one needs to go see Jesus, and I can't do it because
he's a biter.
He's a biter. He's an
attacker. In all fairness, over food, he's a terrier mix.
Yeah, and you know what they are? Is they're rat dogs. So they see a possum and they think
that's why I'm a fan.
This is just a fun, like, good time giant. Possum. Yeah. So when I have like a 9-month-old and like a 2-year-old, my husband's out of town, Jupiter runs out the back door of our house.
Oh, God.
And violently destroys this thing that I think at first is a cat. It's huge. But no, it was a.
Oh, Jesus.
It was a mommy possum that had just given birth. And
she's
I'll
like,
tell
the
you,
last thing I need right now.
Are you fucking kidding me right now with this?
I just give birth and now I'm going to have to play possum?
You to deal with?
Okay. I don't think so, sir.
So I am concerned about, I don't know at the time that it is just given birth. I wasn't getting anywhere close to it though. I had to, I have horrible aim, so don't anybody get upset, but I threw multiple golf balls at my dog to get his attention, get him to drop this thing. Cause I wasn't going up.
No way.
It did not hurt the dog.
Or did it hit the dog? No way.
No. But
I love her.
I think it just,
she's not zinging a golf ball.
It hit a foot or something and just got him to like snap out of it. Cause when they're killing a thing,
they just want to keep killing the thing.
They need to snap out of it. Like you have to touch
I don't exactly know what you were stopping him.
It wasn't dead. It was trying to fight back a little bit, but he had it in that like by the middle, shaking it, by the neck, shaking it.
Sorry if this not safe for work episode is upsetting. We're from farms.
We are from Nebraska.
My mom's favorite thing to talk about is how she used to kill chickens right before you ate them.
Oh, God, I got a great aunt that used to.
Yeah, bragging about the snap, and it would make me like go.
She even had a chicken killing apron that she used to wear.
Sorry, PETA.
Okay.
Does anybody, I don't think anybody cares.
This is nature taking its course. Is
here we go.
Happening here. So I get the dog away. I've got to get dead possum off the dog. I have a 2-year-old that is seeing what's going on and is hysterically crying. And then just your typical 9-month-old, whatever
you.
She is, who just needs to go to bed.
Yeah.
And I need to go to bed and have a glass of wine. So I call our friend Dennis to come
Such
over.
Such a portrait. That is like just calling another Jen.
He said, call me if you need anything. And this was the one, he was going on a date with some.
He was, probably girl that we set him up with and he wasn't going to go well.
Literally, it was some famous, Cronkite? What's his name?
Walter Cronkite's?
I think it's his
daughter. Oh, it's his daughter, yeah.
It was like, he was going out on a date with somebody. He was going to dress nice, go out on this date.
Oh, boy.
And he came over and he was like, I can't do this. I can't. He's like, it's playing possum. I'm like, it's, you need to kill it. Like, you need to make sure it's dead.
In a thousand years, do I think Dennis Gubbins would do that?
He didn't do it. He goes, you need to send Jupe back out there to finish the job.
That's what I say. Why don't you just let him do what he was born to do?
Well, at this point, the possum had been playing possum, and it had crawled back into the ivy, like, surrounded.
Yeah, it's like, I'll see you in a little bit.
So I led Jupiter out. He flies off the end of the deck, like, 10 feet, and out into the middle of the yard. 2 pounces and he has the possum back
Jesus.
Again. And he does. He ends the possum. And Dennis, you know, grabs a shovel and puts it in the garbage bin. So it was horrifying, especially because my husband was like having a nice steak dinner with some fuckers
like,
in New
this
York.
This Beaujolais is delicious.
Yeah, are you sure? Like, it's probably fine. They do that. I'm like, it's not fine. I took a picture. It's walking like Frankenpossum.
Here's the thing.
It's like spine is at a 45 degree angle. It's not okay.
Listen, everybody here that has any farm life experience, they're like, well, that's just how it is. You know, like, if you've grown up on a farm, you've seen some shit. And it is
That's
unfortunately, you're seeing life and you are seeing death.
Yeah.
And you're seeing a lot of it.
It's
so
not
like
always
a possum
pretty.
At a 45 degree angle for somebody on a farm. That's just, that's a Tuesday. For us, we're like, I need to go to my therapist.
Know. It was very upsetting. So we think it's, you know, the whole thing is done. And then Jupiter's still very eager. He's got a taste of blood. And I'm thinking,
that's the problem. Yeah. Then they get real excited.
I think that's why he got crazy after that, too.
I've heard that before. That's why you can't ever let, like, dogs run after squirrels if they're, like, you know.
Yeah.
You don't want them to catch them because then they get a taste for them. Then you're screwed.
He did. He would kill rats in our fruit trees. And then he was finding these baby possums that were in a nest. And it was – for a while, it was really funny because we were like, he's got this place, we call it Jupiter's office, where he would climb up into the ivy and be, like, at eye level.
Yeah.
Where he would just, like, hang out up there.
He's doing work.
He was hanging out up there to kill things.
You know what?
So
I think you need to remarket that. He was looking out for you. He's watchdog. That's what he was doing.
Yeah, he really is a good watchdog. And he's the one, if you listen to the podcast, you know, I got that one dog that just wants to fight a coyote to the death, and that's how he wants to go to heaven. And that is
the dog. That's going to be it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's very eager. But to be fair, I did, when I was very single and by myself, living in a house, I walked my dog and I threw like the poo bag into a garbage can.
Yeah.
And it didn't make the sound it should have made. So I like went over, stuck my face in there. Big old pregnant possum in there. So
In the garbage bin.
Walk on
by.
So I had to maneuver how to hang out my window with a broom so that I could knock it was stuck. I had to knock the can over so it could get out because it was going to die in there. And it was fine. It had just like fallen in looking for food or something. So I
say, you open that. I'm sorry to disturb you.
Karmically, me and possums, we're good.
We're good.
Fine.
You're one one.
I have saved one. I have seen one die.
Yeah.
But I'm not responsible for what they do anymore. So don't do it around me, possums. Okay?
I had a terrible dog for a very long time named Lucy. And she was the worst dog you could ever have. And she was really terrible. And when I met Colin, I had Lucy. And I remember that little place I lived on in Santa Monica, the little house. It was so cute.
Oh, yeah.
Tiny back house. It was so cute. And in the backyard was this little, listen, when you're talking LA, you know, you've made it when you can afford a patio.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like, oh my God, I have my own patio. I had IKEA furniture out there. Sure. You're not getting four people out there, but two people were out there comfortably. Mm-hmm. And on the fence was a little nest, like a little, and you know, birds will nest in the same place every year. So I just literally loved watching this mama bird like build this nest. And I don't know, it just made me feel very like close. I felt like homesick. Oh no. So mama bird would come in. She had like these blue feathers. She was really pretty and she would bring this stuff and she built this nest. And sometimes I'd come home and there would be more built. And finally she had the little eggs in there. And I would go look and I was like, oh my God, this is so cool. And then the little birdies hatched. And I was in my kitchen washing my dishes. And I was like, this is the cutest and sweetest thing I've ever. Oh! And Lucy ate the nest.
She ate the little baby birds.
And when that mom bird came back and looked at me in the eyes, I felt so bad.
She was like, you did this.
I'm responsible
for that dog.
I was like, I've hated this dog since I got her. I mean, I loved her, but I hated her. Like, she's a terrible dog. So that's that story.
Well, this is a segue, but this is also the circle of life, you guys. Which,
circle of life. God, we should never sing that ever again.
Love life. Hey, Phil Collins has nothing on me. Hold on. I'm going to get more wine for this story, you guys. Okay, so this was actually the 80s that this happened. I always would beg for pets and, you know, usually got them. Usually we always had like a guinea pig.
You were not raised by Terry.
Yeah. Oh, no. We always had a dog. We, you know, like we, and at one point, and I don't know why, I think this was a, I want to be the favorite parent in the divorce was my mom got me finches.
What the hell is that?
They're little birds. They're poofy little round birds. And they try to sell them so you get two males.
Do they make noise all the time? Do they whistle? No.
Well, they make a little noise and it's a cute little noise.
What do you do with them? Put them in a cage?
They're so cute. I'm going to show you a picture of one. If you get a freaking finch.
And I'm getting a skink.
I'm not getting one from now on. You're not getting a skink, too, by the way. You can. I said that to my daughter. I'm like, listen, big talker who acts like she wants a lizard. You are. Like,
I don't want a lizard.
Scaling the gall darn wall.
I don't want a lizard.
Okay.
I don't. Sometimes I do want a bird. Oh, God.
Look it. Okay. Let me show you. They're little.
I think you can tell you're getting older by the pets you want.
Little puffs. Look, they're cute.
Oh, fine.
They're a little poofy. They're very soft. That you can train them so they'll let you hold them and feed them and stuff like
that. Oh, you mean you can train them so they can, you can love them. Let me introduce you to a golden retriever.
Well, let me tell you what happens when you do fall in love with finches and you find out
that
the pet store sold you a male and a female.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you keep them in the little cage next to your boombox.
And they start, let's get it on. Ooh,
babe.
The ones like,
let's, oh yeah, a lot of puffing up, a lot of noise like this.
Jen's like, why do my finches play leapfrog all the time?
Yeah, I think my hormones were just so strong that it was like affecting the finches. But mommy finch did get pregnant.
Mommy finch got pregnant.
She did lay some eggs and, The horrific story began with Mommy Finch killing Daddy Finch.
No, is that what happens?
Yeah. That's
the deal?
Yeah, evidently that's why you don't get the same gender in the same cage.
I would just like to say, if she has to be in a cage with him and she's heard the same story about the first time he tried hummus,
you want to try that?
She's losing her fucking mind.
Yeah.
She's like, you're going down. I know I'm going to be guilty.
I know.
But we're in a cage.
I've heard this.
Why does the cage bird sing?
State football story so many times.
I'm over it.
I had a sharp thing on my face.
I'm going to go to a different kind of cage with bars, and it's going to be different people, and they're going to have different stories.
So what? I mean,
so what?
She knows why the cage bird sings. She killed him. She killed him. And so we got rid of him. And I was like, but you know what? I got these. She laid these eggs. I'm going to have cute little baby birds. And then I just kept waiting.
No.
Waiting. They did. Okay.
Do they hatch? Two of them did.
So let me tell you how I know what happened.
Oh, no.
Two of them did. And I was like, look at these cute baby birds. I got to feed her more. She's got to feed these other birds now. And I was like, these birds don't move a whole lot.
Oh, no.
So my dad came over to investigate. They had a little basket. Put them in a little basket where they can all sleep together, you know, they make themselves very small. My dad like shook the basket
because
I think he knew kind of what was up, and just bird heads came out.
Oh, do you remember this?
Yes, I remember this. And so the mom not only killed dad, she killed the babies too.
I
knew nothing about raising birds, you guys.
Mom has like a mohawk and is like sharpening
she's
her teeth
so hardcore she yeah. had like her knuckles tattooed and yeah. a teardrop
she's
tattoo
like, it's fine, I'll go in.
It was insane. I like it was the first Whoa. Time I had ever experienced like the circle of life
but
that
that's
closely.
Because we get in the way of it. It's like that's how it happens in the wild. It's
we
just like
be
it's bizarre.
I so my kid on his podcast in 30 years is gonna bring up me making him kill a skink. Because I traumatized him, sliced it in half, and two parts of it were jumping around. And then I screamed at him to finish the job
and my daughter will be like, what do you mean those rats weren't sleeping? What do you mean?
No, they were double killed.
Triple killed.
Their necks were snapped and they were drowned in a bucket by an old guy who was reasonably priced. Sorry. This is what adulting is.
Look,
nobody loves it.
You can tell me all day that you want things to be done in a humane way, and I get it. I don't want to kill puppies. I love puppies. But
I will
fucking
kill you
rats.
In a non-humane way if you hurt a puppy. But if it's a rat or a skink or a snake,
I think
just do what you got to do.
Do what you got to do, and I don't need to talk about it, okay?
Is there any woman who disagrees? If there is, you're weird.
I would just like to say,
somewhere
any
in your phone.
Man disagrees, because we will find creepy crawlies on the wall, and my daughter will be like, "I think there's a spider up there," and I'm always like, "Oh, they're all right. Like, it's not a big deal." And my husband will not. He acts like he's tough, but he will find himself disappeared. He will be gone out of the room all of a sudden, and I'll be like, "Hey, do you want to just get? If you just grab it with a little napkin, you can just put it outside." And the idea of him carrying that thing alive, he is a big, big baby.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I always just grab him. I'll grab him with my hands.
They're not going to bite. Some will bite.
Look, but if it's bigger than the palm, we're talking Australian spiders, then no, thank you.
Yeah. That's spider has an accent. I'm not going anywhere near.
Thank you.
Yeah.
In the Australian accent, I love y'all.
Very
but
charming,
that accent's but, very charming, but I don't want to be in the clutches of a
Australia. I'm like,
okay, so it's in reverse. Like, they're our winters, their summer, and vice versa. So when
different
I went
hemisphere.
When I went to the Australian Zoo, which is one of the best zoos I've ever been to, ever. And
because they have dinosaurs and it's pterodactyls.
Yeah, there's pterodactyls. It's Jurassic Park in Australia. And I went to the zoo by myself, and I walked in, and I was looking up into the beautiful sky, and I was like, those birds are beautiful. Wait a minute, those are not birds. That's a giant spider the size of my hand. And they were just hanging out in, it wasn't a part of the zoo. They were just on the streetlights, and it wasn't even the big dogs. This is the junior of the junior of the junior. And I'm like, if that's the small spider, the big spider's body is the size of my head.
Yeah. Well,
everybody in Australia is nice and fun and charming because they've lived.
Yeah. And they know it can end any moment.
And they'll have
a spider
bite and like half their arms off. And they're like, oh, it's just a spider bite.
Yeah.
You know, I was down in, Melbourne. Yeah, no. Nope.
Is that Irish or is that Australian? Melbourne. I can't tell what it
Melbourne.
Is. But, well, I think the reason I'm okay with spiders is because when I was in like the fourth or fifth grade, at recess, we caught a wolf spider, and they're big.
They're cool.
Like the size of your palm, but they're like hairy, and they really-
They're freaky looking.
They're a little freaky looking, but they're very gentle, and they don't move like super crazy fast.
We have spider bites in Nebraska when we were growing up. Not as much as like out here, people are like, is it a brown recluse?
No, look, spiders in Los Angeles are just like the what were we talking about earlier? Remember we were talking about something in Los Angeles?
Possum.
Rats. Oh,
skinks,
LA
skinks,
rats.
Skunks.
Yeah. Well, they're hardcore. They'll kill you if they have to. They're not.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, the spiders, because we were up at the school.
Oh,
and
yeah.
There was
Australian spiders.
There was a desk that had been left outside, and it had all these white, like, spiky balls on the inside of it. And I was like, don't use that until you've, because those are, like, black widow eggs,
oh,
right?
Oh, shit.
Or brown recluse. I looked
them
up.
Listen, there's some spiders that are for sure nasty. And I'm not, like, excited to be, like, in a sleeping bag with one. My brain will work through a spider way faster than waking up with a snake in my sleeping bag.
Good God. No. I can't even think about it.
They get warm on you. Can I tell you something?
Get warm on you?
Yeah, can I tell you something that's going to make you die? I'll never tell you this story again.
I'm already dead. What?
Okay. This is how weird I was. So I actually loved snakes when I was a kid. And
of course
Jen's
you did.
Face.
So did Mandy. She used to play with them
and
stuff.
Oh, I did worse. And my mother lost her mind. I was wearing jeans, shocker. And I had cuffed them up. And I thought, this is perfect. I'll just make an atrium in the cuffs of my jeans and put my new pet snakes inside the cuff.
Snakes? Multiple snakes?
Multiple. One on each leg.
I just got that kind of hot where you just before you vomit, you guys.
So this is how I remember it. And I remember it being such a good idea. I was like, I'm going to put the snakes in my pants and then I'm going to go into my mom's house. And because of the way my brain is wired, I'm going to forget that the snakes were there to begin with. So I took my pants off because it was probably, they were probably tight and I was ready to watch some sort of TV. And my mom.
In your house?
In my house. Oh, yeah, yeah. So my mom screamed like she was being murdered. And she was like, I found a snake in your pants. And then I looked at her and I go, just one? And then she lost her mind. So I was a weird kid. Thank you. They were cute. They're little gardener snakes. I was never worried about them. Were bull snakes when you'd have them on your farm because they would kill rats in your in your snow in
and
your
lunge at you and hiss at you.
Absolutely not. Snow
bull snakes do too. That's why they're called bull snakes, Kristen.
No, that's a rattler. That's like you rattlesnake. You gotta watch out for. They're on hikes.
All right, somebody correct us. I am dead sure
people would go buy bull snakes for barns so that it would kill all the rodents. Kill all the rodents.
People are fucked up. I have a mom box.
Let's go to a mom box.
Here, hold on. A little pause.
Snakes
here.
And fun. I don't want a pet snake.
Okay, off of a recent podcast that we have done. Okay.
So sorry this for is my from, glasses being really clean.
This is from Jamie. I'm just going to say Jamie because she gave us some personal information that I don't know if she wanted to have shared. You might be able to
her
figure out
who this is. Her social security number is
yeah.
Jamie Lee Curtis. No, I'm just kidding.
So she said, short story. Once I took the day off to have a me day, I made the mistake of having a Bloody Mary with my omelet breakfast.
I love her.
I then went to go shopping for groceries, and I had a gas bubble.
Uh-oh.
I literally sharted.
Oh, no.
In public at the grocery store. And I am on local news.
For sharting?
No, she's like a newscaster.
Oh, shit.
And she was so scared that people would recognize her having sharted her pants in the grocery store.
I thought she shat her pants in a news anchor or in a news. That would be worse.
So she was literally running for her life to the bathroom. And a viewer stopped me and I had to play it cool. Then I just kept shuffle running and I had to throw out my underwear in public and abandoned my shopping cart. Needless to say, I very much enjoyed this week's podcast, and I'm so grateful I wasn't on an airplane. She's love like, you, girls.
And
Jamie.
That's from Katie Couric. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God.
I mean, God bless you.
Yeah, we've all sharted. I got a crap in their pants story on pretty much all my friends except for you, and I'm just waiting for the day.
I don't think I've crapped my pants, but I mean, we've done too many shows for me to not have like a, I barely made it. I didn't know if I should go on stage at that point.
What?
There was two shows where one of us, there were two shows where Jen looked at me and goes, okay, if I use the code word this, that means we have to have an intermission because I just crapped my pants.
Yeah.
And then a week later I said, all right, if we have to go to an
Remember
intermission,
the code word?
It's because I'm currently shitting my pants. So there you go. Yeah. That's how it goes.
You know what, ladies? We got to take care of each other.
We sure
and
do.
And here's a little bit of advice just that I might have learned throughout life is if you do go to brunch, make sure you go home and take a nap afterwards because the likelihood of you shitting your pants is very high.
Because brunch makes you so relaxed.
I think so. I think everything loosens up, which
loosens
is why you
up.
Should go to brunch, but then why you should take a nap immediately.
Yeah, you got it. You got a nap before for night drinking.
You don't want to go to the outdoor outlet mall. Right after having a couple of Bloody Marys, spicy Bloody Marys and omelets, cinnamon crisps.
But I will finally pull the trigger on some of those things I've wanted to buy, and I've just been too tight to do it. And then I get a couple drinks in me, and I'm like, how much money can
I
spend?
This is my favorite time to take her shopping.
Yeah, thanks.
Did we just podcast?
I think so.
I think we podcasted.
We podcasted.